From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on
Fire. Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching extraordinary events unfold in the Middle East at this hour, and I must tell you, that even as a veteran journalist, as a seasoned commentator, it has been truly overwhelming and just really an emotional ride since the wee hours of the morning when President Trump arrived in Israel and we got word that the hostages were being released. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we have a great program today. But I have to tell you, I truly believe this is going to be a consequential moment, not just in American history, but in world history. And when you see the work that President Trump has done here, and when we get the final inside story on all of the negotiations and the relationships and how all of this came together, I think we're going to understand that President Trump, Donald J. Trump, is really a president for such a time as this. This is one of those rare for such a time as this moments in American history when this man who was uniquely gifted without really political skills, more so business acumen and the art of the deal, knowing how to negotiate, knowing how to put a deal out on the table, knowing how and when to compromise, this president is the president of the United States for a reason. And I truly believe, and I have believed from day one, going all the way back to 2015, 2016, that Donald Trump and his presidency was meant to happen, that God had preordained this. And I truly believe that. I believe that the Trump administration has been a God thing. Has it been perfect? No, that's not the point. The point is that only God could use someone like Donald Trump, someone who is not a politician, someone who never stepped foot into the political arena to accomplish all that he has accomplished. Because when you look at the condition of not just the country, but the world at large, it's been chaos. And a lot of it is because of us. We've had such weak leadership under the Democrats. And dare I say, George W. Bush destabilize the nation with a lot of his foreign policy. And I mean, no disrespect. I like George W. Bush, but his policies got us into wars we had no business fighting. And Donald Trump, through it all, they've been trying to crucify this guy. And that's not going to stop. I do think that the media, to their credit, they're being forced to acknowledge that Trump has been able to do what nobody else could do. And that is to bring peace to the Middle East. Now, will this be a lasting peace? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. And we'll see how all the details get worked out as the president meeting with other world leaders in Egypt right now. But I'm telling you, the Israelis greeted our president like a conquering hero, almost like a small s savior, that this is the man who was able to deliver and bring those hostages back home. Now, I'm curious, and I asked a question. Those of you that are watching us on our streams today, I asked a pretty simple question. How do you think history is going to judge Donald J. Trump? What do you think that story is going to look like? Because I do believe that fair arbiters, and it may be 10, 20 years down the road, I do believe that fair arbiters will look back, and I truly believe, and hear me on this, I truly believe that this man can be called the greatest president in American history. When you look at all that he has accomplished, when you understand that this man, much like our founding fathers when they were fighting to secure our freedom from the British, Donald Trump has been fighting the communist. And Donald Trump has been wresting control of our freedoms away from the communist. We've been overrun in this country. And Trump said, you know what? We're going to fight back. It's going to be tough, but we're going to be able to win the day. And we're winning the day. No doubt about that. But what this, you know, what people fail to understand is that this, and this, when I say people, I mean the Democrats and the media and the never Trumpers and the folks that are infested with Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. What they don't understand is this is a man who is deeply compassionate. He really does care. And you can see that when he's sitting there surrounded by all of these hostage families, and they're listening as the stories are being told. This moved the president. And we have seen this over and over again. The president does many things with that we never know about, but we know he has a history of writing that check or helping someone get into, you know, get, you know, pay a tuition bill. We know this president does that kind of stuff. He's a generous man. Unlike William Jefferson Clinton, who literally, when it came time to donate something, donated his underpants to what? Goodwill of the Salvation Army, and then actually declared it on his income taxes. What a sleazeball. But President Trump, and he gets no credit, none whatsoever. They hate this guy. But I'm telling you, the Israelis, they love him. And when you hear the speeches, and a lot of them, we're not going to be able to play a lot of the audio because of the interpretation and things of that nature. But this president really does love people, and he loves peace. And I'm just curious to hear from you today. How do you think history is going to judge our president? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, what I find very interesting here is that the one group of people that are not celebrating the end of hostilities, the one group, that would be the pro-Palestinian crowd. And I'm going to throw in all of those so-called conservative influencers who have thrown in with the pro-Palestinian mob. And quite frankly, it's anti-Semitism gone wild. I haven't heard a single person celebrating the end of hostilities. Not a one of those people. Not a single one. Nobody's called out and said, thank you, President Trump. You know why? You know why? And I'm talking about these conservative social media influencers. And you know who they are. I'm not going to name the names, but you know who they are. And they're out there saying, well, just because I criticize Israel doesn't make me an anti-Semite. No, hating Jews makes you an anti-Semite. But that aside for a moment, why can't you come to the understanding that what Trump is doing here is a good thing? There are so many gadflies and contrarians out there in the conservative movement, and they're of the opinion that Trump is doing wrong here. And I guess that some of these so-called conservative influencers would rather see Israel wiped off the face of the earth. You know, it's interesting. You should try this. Ask your kids to pick out Israel. You know, give them a map and say, okay, kids, you know, narrow it down. Here's the Middle East, kids. Where's Israel? It's a teeny tiny sliver of land, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've been there, and I've been there and spent 2 weeks there, and it was one of the most fascinating and compelling trips I have taken in my life, hands down. But I was really struck at how small the country is, and you don't really appreciate that until you're there. And you don't really appreciate the fact that you are surrounded by people on all sides that want to wipe you off the face of the earth. All for a sliver of land. The Israelis have one of the smallest countries in the world. In the world. And yet, the Jew haters and the anti-Semites, they say not even that's enough. They don't even deserve that. That's what they say. And I think ultimately that's what has them so enraged, is that they don't even believe the nation of Israel should be allowed to exist. I mean, that's it. And it's a shame. Well, President Trump, talking about the golden age of Israel, let's take a listen to cut number three, please.
And let me also convey my tremendous appreciation for all of the nations of the Arab and Muslim world that came together to press Hamas to set the hostages free and to send them home. We had a lot of help. We had a lot of help from a lot of people that you wouldn't suspect. And I want to thank them very much for that. It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace. And it's pretty unusual for you to see that, but it happened in this case. This was a very unusual point in time, a brilliant point in time. Generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change and change very much for the better. Like the USA right now, it will be the golden age of Israel and the golden age of the Middle East. It's going to work together.
Yeah, it is going to work together, and I'm excited about what Gaza is going to look like. And again, understand this. Hamas is evil incarnate. And the Gazans bear most of the responsibility for allowing themselves to be taken over and ruled by these evil monsters. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But now there's an opportunity for Gaza to step up. And if President Trump, and one of the ideas that President Trump had was to basically turn Gaza into a resort city. And I think it's a brilliant idea, bringing in jobs and commerce and tourism. And it could truly revolutionize that area. Now, the question is, do the Gazans want that? Or are they satisfied with living in rubble and tents? That's going to be a big, big factor. But again, the other component of this are the Islamists, and they want everyone to live in squalor. When you look back on your history, and you can do a deep dive, and maybe one of these days we'll do one of those deep dives on this particular issue on the show, but when you go back into like the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, before the Islamist revolutionaries took over, places like Tehran and Beirut, Lebanon, were called the Paris of the Middle East. Both cities, just incredibly wealthy, cosmopolitan, well-educated. The women didn't have to wear the burqas and the bed coverings. They didn't have to do any of that stuff. It's truly a remarkable thing, though. I mean, when you see the transformation and you ask yourself, okay, why in the world are people in this country marching for oppression? I don't get that, because when the women are being forced to wear the bed linens over their faces, that is a form of oppression. The women have no rights over there. It's insanity. That's not the way it used to be. So the question is, will this be the impetus for a massive, say, cultural revolution that transforms the Middle East into what it once was? All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
He's a man of his word. Todd Starnes.
Friends, here's a reality check. Your biggest retirement expense likely isn't groceries or health care. It's taxes. Add inflation eating away at your dollar, and it's easy to see why so many run out of money. Lassiter Capital helps solve that problem by giving you access to real estate investments designed to generate income, protect against inflation, and provide huge tax advantages. Founder Ty Lassiter calls it the four keys to investment success. Visit LassiterCapital.com/Starnes or call 817-912-1569 to schedule your free consultation. Well, there is a lot of anti-Semitism going on the live stream. A lot of people are blaming Israel for all of this. Unbelievable. Cody writing in, religion makes people do some pretty insane things. Looking at you, Christian nationalist. All right, Cody, there is no such thing as a Christian nationalist. If you are a Christian and you love your country and you believe America is the most exceptional nation on the planet, yeah, that makes you a great American patriot. There's nothing wrong with that. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget how this thing started in the Middle East. It was October the 7th when Hamas attacked a peaceful musical concert, and most of the victims, most of the people slaughtered, were under the age of 25. Just, again, inconvenient facts for the anti-Semites and the Jew haters out there, but that's the reality of it. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. We will start our day in Memphis, Tennessee. Mark, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I just want to congratulate my president for making peace in the Middle East, and I want somebody to get a comment from that hot tool of Jeffrey, Kim Porker, and shut down Schumer, see what they think about it.
Yeah, nobody's giving Trump credit on the left, except for, of all people, Hillary Clinton, Mark. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, that woman running for governor out there in California. What's her name? Kim Porker.
Yeah, Katie Porter. Yeah, Porter. It's Porter. I understand. It's easy to get confused. Yeah, Porter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Todd, thank you, President Trump. You ought to get a Nobel Peace Prize, but if you're going to get one, you're going to have to give it to yourself.
Well, it's true, and he is certainly deserving of one. I just don't think that's ever going to happen. Mark, thank you for that call. By the way, Democrats, though, the rank and file, they see what's going on, and they're calling in to C-SPAN this morning, and people were getting emotional on air. These are diehard Jewish Democrats in New York City, and they see what Trump has done here. Oh, by the way, there was Rubio. Rubio is saying, hey, look, the reason why this thing didn't get settled earlier is because of the two-state solution that the UK and France backed. So Rubio is saying that our European allies actually caused this thing to drag out. Before we go to break here, and we're expecting our good buddy Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council to join us. Before we go to break, this fascinating new Rasmussen poll coming out. You ready for this one, folks? President Trump's national approval rating surges 9 points over the past week. So this has – it takes nothing – whatever happens today, that has nothing to do with this polling data. So we can only imagine what next week is going to look like. But as a national approval rating surges 9 points over the past week, 51% – to 48%, that's according to Rasmussen. President Trump holding strong against 90% plus negative media coverage. And you know why? Because he's getting results, ladies and gentlemen. The president is delivering on his campaign promises, and they can call him every name in the book, but the average American, you guys get it. You guys see it. You're living it. You're out on the front lines, and so you see what President Trump is doing and the fact that his policies really are making a difference. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, head over to our website, and we have all sorts of great content, great stories for you there. You're going to want to check out especially the one about the Jacksonville Jaguars football player got baptized yesterday before going to play the game. It's really a beautiful story, and you'll be able to access there at toddsterns.com. And while you are there, click on the app. You can download our free app. You can also download our free newsletter as well as our podcast, all free of charge. We like to do that for you. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show. You know that feeling when nausea hits and everything else just stops, like plans are ruined? You're sweaty, dizzy, you just want to curl up and disappear. Look, I've been there before, I can tell you, but let me say this. Our next sponsor has literally changed my life. It's called Relief Band. If you got nauseous, even just a little bit, it's a game changer. Relief Band is the original anti-nausea wristband that quickly relieves and actually prevents nausea and vomiting from motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, even chemo. And the best part, it's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, works in minutes before or after symptoms start, no side effects, no pills. It's seriously just a band you wear on your wrist, and you can adjust the intensity depending on how you're feeling. And it's not magic. It's science. Relief Band was developed for hospitals, FDA approved, clinically proven, and recommended by doctors. And that's why I trust it. I'm super mindful about what goes in my body, so I love that I can feel better without popping a pill. If you're still not convinced, well, Michael, a listener from Memphis, said the Relief Band is the first product that eliminated my motion sickness. I've tried the pills, the patch, the pressure bands. None of them worked like this. It's already helped over a million people feel better fast, and it can help you too. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, go to reliefband.com, use promo code STARNS, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. That's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com, promo code STARNS. And welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Trust you're doing well today. There is a huge gathering of Christians happening this coming weekend at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. That's our good buddy, Jack Hibbs. That's his church. The name of the summit, Pray, Vote, Stand, the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit. And if you'd like information, go to prayvotestand.org. It is an incredible ministry connected to our friends at the Family Research Council. Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council, joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Tony, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, doing very well. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well, and I want to talk about this summit in just a moment, but I know that you've been to Israel many, many times. You have a lot of connections over there. Your reaction to what's happened today?
Well, it's something that many, many families and people across the really around the world have prayed for in the last 2 years, and that is the release of the final release of these hostages. That's good news, and we pray for those families, pray for those hostages, and we pray for the families that will not receive their loved ones back alive. There's still some that will be coming home that are deceased. But it's a breakthrough. I've been talking with different members of Congress today as this unfolds. We've got to keep our eye on Hamas. That has to, as the Prime Minister made very clear, they have to be eliminated. They cannot be allowed to regroup and strike again and bring the devastation that they did upon Israel.
No, I think you're right there, and that was one of the more troubling parts of this. And I've been hearing some reports that maybe the United States have been pressuring Israel not to go in and completely obliterate Hamas from the outset and allowed this thing to drag on. I think that, you know, looking back, it would have been better to go ahead and get in there and take out the bad guys.
It's difficult. Some of the most difficult combat is urban combat. Nobody does it better than Israel, because that's what they've had to do most of the 75 years their country's been in existence. Is when they've had the fight, it's been in very similar situations. I mean, the international community was turning against them. The United States continued to stand with them, certainly under the Trump administration. But I have gotten a little similar messages. The United States wanted to see, or the administration wanted to see, this over. But I think there's clearly this recognition on the ground in Israel, although there were some that just wanted to get the hostages home. But there is a clear recognition that this threat has to be eliminated. They cannot live with this threat, whether it's in Gaza or it's in Judea and Samaria in the Palestinian-controlled areas.
It's a fair point. I wonder, though, Tony, and again, you have great sources there and contacts within the government. Do you believe that this is over, or do you think that we're going to have some more issues moving ahead?
Well, it was interesting. On the eve of the hostages' return, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made clear that it was not over. The engagement was not over. That they were going. One of their war. There were three war goals. One was to get the hostages back. Number two was to disarm and eliminate Hamas and make sure that there was peace in Gaza, that there was not the ability for a terrorist organization to launch further attacks. I think they're going to have to be assured of that because they can't rest until that is done.
Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council joining us today. You know, Tony, as much as we pay attention to what's happening and the hatred that against Israel in the Middle East, it is I'm just stunned by the amount of anti-Israel messaging I'm getting from so-called conservatives, and not to mention these mega conservative influencers that are, you know, putting out this anti-Israel message. Where is all this coming from?
And well, you know, it's interesting, Todd. In fact, just working on finishing up a short book on this topic, you know, should Christians support Israel? There's still a predominantly, you know, three-quarters of evangelical support Israel, although among younger evangelicals that have been influenced by replacement theology, and this is where it all stems from. It's not so much a political issue. This is for Christians, this is kind of a biblical and a prophetic issue as to where Israel fits in God's plan, and as the church, as Christians, where we fit in and how we respond to them. And so I think there's been a conservatism. Todd, I've long made this point, and I know that, you know, your audience is a great audience, conservative minded Americans, but there's a difference between a Christian worldview and a conservative worldview. And we, as Christians, we have to see things through the lenses of Scripture, and clearly Scripture has a place for Israel from its origins even into the future. And so I think it is troubling, but I think it's a part of the growing pains of the conservative movement, and it's going to require education and instruction.
Is it fair to say that, you know, the Christian conservative Christian influence within the Republican Party, is it as strong as it once was?
I think it is. It's just as strong. But here's what's happened, Todd. Okay, and this is a good thing. This is actually a good thing. It is not as large of a percentage because the conservative movement has grown. Because we've been advocating for these common sense policies, and I tell you, a great example of this is Charlie Kirk. You know, Charlie Kirk came into the movement really more from a political standpoint, but then his faith grew. He matured spiritually, and his kind of whole outreach morphed a little bit. But he's brought in a lot of young people because, you know, it's common sense. It's common sense that there's two genders. I mean, not only does science back it up, but it's also just common sense. And so conservatism is based in large part upon common sense, and it's grown. And so there's a lot more within the conservative ranks that are not necessarily what you would say sharing a Christian or a biblical worldview. Very similar, a lot of overlap, but not the same.
Mm. Tony, let's talk about what's happening this weekend in Southern California, the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit.
Well, excited about this. We're taking the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, which you've been a part of many, many years. We're taking it on the road to California, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. It's a little bit different just because of the environment that we're in right now. Stepping away from the very politically charged Washington, D.C., and focusing more on kind of what we were just talking about, the issues of developing a stronger foundation going forward. How do we sustain a presence in the public policy-shaping world, but also the culture, shaping the culture, because we're not focused just on policy, we're focused on the culture. So we're going to have a lot of panel discussions. A lot of conservative Christian leaders that are going to be speaking, a lot more so than just the normal political leaders that we have from Washington, D.C., although we're going to have a surprise or two for some last-minute speakers.
PrayVoteStand.org is the website. That's PrayVoteStand.org. And their church facility is just absolutely amazing. And it's if you haven't been down there, folks, it is just really something to behold. And Tony, no doubt, it's exciting to see the body of Christ just exploding across Southern California, really all across the state.
Yeah.
The churches are overflowing.
You've spent a lot of time there. You've seen it. You've spoken in several of the churches down there. It is counter to what we think about when we think about California. We don't think of these vibrant churches that people are just packed. I mean, they're packed in there. They want to come. They want to hear the truth. And, of course, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, Pastor Jack Gibbs is one of those pastors. And so there's time. There's still room for people to register, especially if they're in California, to come and be a part of this event. We'd love to have them. It's going to be Friday afternoon, evening, and Saturday. So it's a little shorter than normal, but trust me, you'll get your money's worth.
No, I'm going to try to swing over there. I've got to MC the big Pacific Justice Institute gala in Anaheim on the 18th that evening with Eric Trump. So I may have to try to swing down. You know, it's never easy getting from point A to point B, even if it's just 5 miles away in Southern California.
I know. That's the challenge in California, is the traffic. But we'd love to have you come by.
All right. Folks, there you have it. If you are in California, or if you just maybe you have a private plane and you want to fly out, you can do that too. October 17th and 18th, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit. Folks, it's going to be information overload, and it's like, I don't know, drinking from a fire hydrant. So you're going to get refreshed, no doubt about it. All right, Tony, safe travels, and have a lot of fun out there this weekend. All right, our good friend Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council. It is going to be great. As a matter of fact, yeah, I am actually flying out Friday after the show. I have a direct flight to Los Angeles, and I'll be with Eric Trump. We're going to be heading up the Pacific Justice Institute's annual Celebration of Justice Gala in Anaheim. So it is so exciting to see what is happening in California, and I know a lot of folks have thrown in the towel. You know, they're going, getting the U-Haul, and they're getting out of there, but a lot of people are staying, and these churches are truly making a difference. I think about Calvary Chapel and First Baptist Church in Long Beach, California, Lancaster Baptist Church up in northern Los Angeles County, just some incredible things happening as people are flocking to evangelical churches looking for answers and looking for direction in the culture. And that's how we're really going to change minds, folks. We've got to get people back into church first, and then everything else sort of works itself out. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. MyPillow bed sheets only $29.88, any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regularly priced at $119.98 and now only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. My towels, finally, back in stock, but not for long. Get a 6-piece My Towel set, normally priced at $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first and only time, get their limited edition premium MyPillows made with Giza cotton, queen $17.98, kings only $19.98. Also, for a limited time, when your order is over $100, you'll receive free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. Use your promo code for the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now. That's promo code STARNS. All right, Riley Gaines, just sharing this item. You know, Riley lives over in the Nashville area. And by the way, I was over in Nashville yesterday, Senator Marsha Blackburn hosting a big private concert. It was a lot of fun over at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and invited me to come up. Actually sat right next to Clay Travis. We were right there on the front row. And I'm just so glad that I wasn't asked to. I mean, there was like no stage, so the band was literally on the floor. And it was Shenandoah. Anybody remember Shenandoah back in the 90s? A great band. So they even played some Freebird from Lynyrd Skynyrd, played a little bit of the Freebird. I love that. As a matter of fact, when I was coming back last night around midnight on Interstate 40, I was cranking Freebird in the caddy. It was pretty epic. So apparently even passed a state trooper, but I don't know. I guess he had more important things to do than pull me over. So anyway, but a great night, and Congressman Tim Burchett was there. He was just seated a couple of seats down from me, and he's doing great. We're getting him back on the show very soon. You know, he's skateboarder, and I told him he's really making all of us old guys look bad because he's out there skateboarding. But also Majority Leader John Thune. So it was a pretty fun night in Nashville. So anyway, Riley Gaines lives in Sumner County, and they have a Republican school board member by the name of Wade Evans. Wade Evans. And Mr. Evans is a rhino. Actually, I think he may be a Democrat. And here's what happened. Mr. Evans decided that he is in favor of renaming Christmas break. So they're going to, moving forward, they're going to name, so Christmas break will now be known as winter break in Sumner County, just outside of Nashville. He said, by making this change, we did not serve all of our families and students. Following the feedback from our Charlie Kirk Day vote, it was a great reminder that now more than ever, I represent all of the families in District 4. Yes, all except the Christian family, sir. By the way, he's talking about October 14th, which is going to be Charlie Kirk Day in Sumner County and the school system. And he now says he regrets voting for Charlie Kirk Day. You know what? May I just say something here? This is the problem with a lot of Republicans out there. They have no man parts. You know, you're going to be taking arrows, and I hate to break this to you, but you're going to be getting hate mail. People are going to call you names. They're going to come after you. You ought to see some of the hate mail I get. It's insane. And by the way, over the weekend, I don't know what was going on, but I got 3 death threats which have been passed on. But these people are nuts. I don't get it. All of them are nuts. But you got to stand up to them. And if you don't, they're going to ride all over you. Unbelievable. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Where was? I'll have to call this up for you because I actually shared this on one of the socials. And one of the people who sent me a death threat got so terrified that they have sent me like 9 or 10 messages saying they really didn't mean to say they wanted me dead. I was very kind in my response. I said, well, I'll share with you what I wrote here. Here we go. I always tell people that we always pass along death threats directly to the federal law enforcement. That's what we do here. And so anyway, this one guy, we got another guy from Akron, Ohio. He wrote in, you better shut up the lies. There are consequences. You might have consequences land on your doorstep. Shut up. And so we've reported that fellow, and my understanding is they're looking into that. But that guy said a few other things that I can't repeat on the radio. So all that to say, yeah, I get it. But you still got to stand up. You can't be scared of these people. I mean, what's wrong with you? If you can't stand up for Christmas break, you don't deserve to be in office. Get out of the school board, you moron. Unbelievable. It's bad. And by the way, some of the more effeminate decisions are coming from male Republicans, not female Republicans. I've noticed the trend that our female Republicans are actually more manly than our, well, this is not coming out right, but you get the point, right? No, I'm saying they're beautiful. Conservative women are the most beautiful in America, but they're manly because they take a stand. Let's go to David, Memphis, KWAM. David, what say you?
Yeah, nothing real specific, Todd, except what you just said about Republicans lacking man parts. I get tired of them coming to the podium constantly or wherever they're at and say, we're fighting for this, we're fighting for that. Fighters enjoy fighting. That means you know if you get into a fight, you're going to get punched in the face. It's part of the fight. You enjoy the fight. Yes, it's not pleasant to get hit, but if you look at a guy with cauliflower ears, you know he's a fighter. So you know this guy enjoys doing it over and over. He wouldn't be doing that. He wouldn't be in that situation. They often don't fight for anything. They'll come out and issue a white paper or a sternly worded letter or things like that, but they don't really fight for much at all. And that's why I've been so disappointed with them, even when they're in office and
yeah.
in power.
David, I hear you. That music, David, yeah, the music's going to cut us off, my friend. I'm sorry. Some of them won't even issue papers or statements because they're afraid of getting a paper cut. What's wrong with you? Get a Band-Aid and some man parts. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back, everybody.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on
Fire. Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, the good news here is that the peace deal has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. A lot happening in the Middle East, and we're going to get to more of that in just a few moments. We had a holdover caller, and I want to go to Collierville, Tennessee, very quickly before we go to our guest. And our good friend Justin is on the line from Collierville, listening to us on KWAM. Justin, what's going on?
Well, first off, Todd, I want to say long live Todd Starnes. That is so ridiculous that people would give anybody death threats over disagreeing with anything. That has to stop. I don't care if it's a politician, an elected official, or a talk show radio host. We have to stop with the threats of just disagreeing with people. And then the second thing is I want to say is, you know, good for Riley Gaines to speak on the school board. I remember your speech to the Germantown school board. You've referred them to the Loudoun County. If you want to hear that, people should go back and listen to it. So that's just my two things I just want to call in about.
Well, I appreciate that. And, yeah, it's I'm excited for people like Riley Gaines because, you know, she's got the courage to take a stand for her convictions. And we need more people like her. And just, you know, I didn't want to have to go down to the school board, but sometimes you got to do that to set these folks straight. And in our situation, I think they were trying to get rid of Good Friday. What's wrong with you people? You're in Tennessee. Even the Hindus are Baptist in Tennessee. Well, sort of, I think.
Yeah, so good on you. But that is the most important thing I think we can do as Americans right now, especially when we want to stop this rhetoric and be involved in our local school boards, because that's the only way generationally any of this craziness is going to stop.
Yeah, 50,000% correct there, Justin. And ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you, run for a school board office if you can. All right, Justin, good hearing from you, my friend, and running great work there in Collierville, Tennessee. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to a good friend, Texas State Representative Steve Toth, who is running for the 2nd Congressional District against Dan Crenshaw. Man, it is great. Steve, it's good to have you back with us.
Todd, I'm so excited to be with you, and I can't tell you how my heart leapt when you were talking to that guy about flipping school boards. So Senator Creighton and I worked really hard to flip the 7th-largest Conroe, which is the 7th-largest district in Texas. We flipped it over the past 2 years. We went 3-for-3 2 years ago, and then a year ago we went 4-for-4. And, you know, one of the most red districts in the entire state of Texas, and we've got teachers teaching BLM, we've got teachers teaching critical race theory, DEI, allowing pornographic books in the classroom, and we're just not having it. And if there's any important thing that elected officials should give themselves to, you should burn a little political capital and help people flip school boards. It will cost, and I say, you know, yeah, you put at risk some political capital, but the reality is that this is what parents want. This is what the United States wants. We even had Democrats that came out and voted for our mama bears because they're like, I don't want teachers making decisions for me about what my kid learns.
No, not at all. And
when it comes to ethics, right, and values, that should be us. That parents should decide that.
Steve, I know we have a lot of listeners in your district on Patriot Talk 920, and I'm just curious, for the rest of the nation, how did you guys do it? How did you turn your school board red?
So we started getting involved I'll tell you what started the whole thing. A teacher by the name of Marina Beadle, who teaches at Conner School District, came to us and said, we've got a little girl that wants to be a little boy in fourth grade, and I went to the superintendent with it, and he's like, yeah, well, that's going to happen, you know. This is the reality of Title IX. And we're like, no, this is not the reality of Title IX. This is what Title IX is about. And he fought us and fought us and fought us, and finally I'm like, I'm done with this. We're going to flip the school board. And so we got involved in the first race, and we found three moms that wanted to do this. And we went on a limb, and we helped them get elected. And we thought that the other four would fall in line, that they'd start respecting the values of the parents of this conservative community. And they failed to do it. And so we ran four more against them, and we went 4-for-4 the next year. And I'm telling you, all you have to do is just speak truthfully about what's going on in the classroom. And if you get teachers what you're going to find is the vast majority of teachers are conservatives. They're not liberal. They're hardcore conservative. They are a reflection of the community that they teach in. And if you give them the opportunity to show you what's going on in the classroom, they'll talk to you. They'll send you the books. They'll send you the curriculum stuff that they're being asked to teach. And all you have to do is just speak truthfully about what's going on, and you'll win these races.
So it's again, it takes time and determination. You got to go for the long game. And when you do that, you know, you're gonna be a winner at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, but look, Todd, I mean, this is what the Democrats have been doing for years.
Yeah.
When I first got involved in politics back in 12, 2011, 2012, we were winning statewide. We could win a statewide race with 23, 24, 25 points. Now we're winning with 6 and 8 points. Why? It's not from people moving into Texas from California and New York. 7 out of 10 of them are voting Republican. In fact, the only reason Texas is still a red state is because of people moving into our state. We are losing Texas because our children, we've abdicated our responsibility as parents and conservatives, the school board, because the Democrats have had this long-term, long-game approach of, we're going to get to the children first. And that's Marx. So that's exactly what Karl Marx, you know, his desired and instituted. And it's what you see in every communist nation across the world, is get to the kid, teach the kid, instruct the kid, inculcate the kids, brainwash the kids, and they'll change the future.
I want to talk about this congressional race here, and I have so many questions. I had so much hope in Dan Crenshaw, and then it just completely unraveled, and I don't know. I know that Tucker used the term unbalanced to describe Crenshaw. Is that a fair assessment of this guy? What's going on there?
I'm really, you know, I'm reticent to say that. I've been involved in working with veterans for 12 years. And so that's not the kind of language that I'm going to use. In fact, you know, I think Dan Crenshaw did a really great job of just fooling us. You know, he told us everything that we wanted to hear. So in front of conservatives, in talking about George Floyd, he's going to talk about how much we value the police, how much we value their sacrifice. But put the guy on CNN, put the guy on MSNBC, and he's going to say that George Floyd was murdered. He's going to say that BLM has justified their anger towards cops. It's just, he's a double-minded man. You know, and you know what God's word says about double-minded people? They're unstable in all their ways. This is a guy that knows how to play every single room he walks into. And he fooled us. I mean, he just absolutely fooled us.
Well, it's, I mean, everything from illegal immigration to Ukraine, you know, getting us involved in wars we've got no business being a part of, all the way, you know, I mean, it's all the way down the list here. And I'm wondering, what are you hearing from your, you know, your constituents, your neighbors there in the district about Crenshaw?
typically when there's been a lot of polling, and I'm not the only one that's polling. And I ran into the governor at an event, and he's like, "We're surprised that he's still in the race because he's so deeply underwater." It's not a good idea if you're challenging a sitting member of Congress. If their unfavorable ratings are at 30% or lower, it's pretty difficult to beat them. If they're at 35% or higher, that's somebody that you want to consider running against, because you've got a decent chance of beating them. But if their unfavorables are 40% or above, they really should not be running for re-election. And his are at 43% in Montgomery County. They're at like 39%, 40% in Harris County. So he's in trouble right now. And I mean, look, Todd, when he announced that he was running for re-election, they put out a press release the night that I put out a press release, when we had 500 people at our kickoff. I had 30 plus members of the Texas House endorsing me.
Wow.
He didn't have a single sitting member of Congress that had endorsed him. Not one. And they still haven't. No one has.
What is it going to take to beat this guy?
It's going to take about $1 million in hard money. And we're around 350, 370 right now, which is a great start when you consider the fact that, you know, I didn't get into this thing until July 15th, which left only 2.5 months in that reporting quarter to raise money. And two of those months I was in special session in Austin, which meant I couldn't raise money. So literally in a 2-week period, we raised $300,000+, which was just tickled pink.
Steve Toth joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. State representative in Texas he's primarying Dan Crenshaw. You know, one of the things that we've been excited about, at least where I'm from, Memphis, my hometown, we have the National Guard patrolling the streets of our city. I understand Texas National Guard going to Illinois. How important is that to get the National Guard into these crime-ridden cities?
It's imperative. It's imperative. And unfortunately, right now, you've got Karl Rove and the Associated Republicans of Texas criticizing the president for doing this. And we should be behind the president right now and what he's doing to try and reestablish law and order in our land. Karl Rove, and I might add, Dan Crenshaw underwrites and sends tens of thousands of dollars to the Associated Republicans they should be called the Associated Rhinos of Texas because of all that they've done to destabilize the conservative movement in Texas. They don't spend any money to try and help to elect more Republicans to the Texas House. Instead, they spend all their money during the primaries trying to take out conservatives. They're terrible. And yes, we absolutely should be supporting the president right now and his initiative to reinforce and bring back law and order in our big cities.
You know, it's interesting. I was at an event Friday. Marsha Blackburn announced 30 children have been found that were missing in Memphis, thanks to the National Guard being here. 30 children, almost 1,000, and those numbers may have exceeded 1,000. 1,000 gangbangers arrested. And I did see that. I saw Karl Rove on Fox News say that this was bad politics on the president's part and that the decision was a loser. And all I could say, Steve, was, you know what? Tell that to the good people of Memphis who can actually go grocery shopping without getting carjacked, and people are able to go to bed without hearing gunfire outside their homes.
He's a morally vacuous person. That's who Karl Rove is. That's who Dan Crenshaw is. They look solely at this politically, which I think they're wrong politically, but they look at this purely politically, and that's a huge mistake. An elected official needs to do what's right, whether it's right or whether it's right. And if it is right, no matter what it costs you politically, you should be doing it. And yet Karl Rove kind of looks like, no, it's just politically, it's the wrong decision. Trump shouldn't be doing this. Can you imagine being those kids, those 30 children? These are kids that were probably trafficked. They were slaves to some men, and their lives are forever altered right now because of what has happened to them. You know, by God's grace, I'm hoping that some real great healing is going to happen as a result of it.
Steve,
my heart breaks for those kids.
Where can people go if they want to get more information about your campaign? Where do we send them?
SteveToth.com. Or SteveTothForCongress.com.
SteveTothForCongress.com. That's T-O-T-H, ladies and gentlemen. SteveTothForCongress.com. If you live in the Houston area, go and check out what Steve stands for. Steve, we'll get you back on, no doubt about that, but we sure appreciate you coming on the show today.
So appreciate you, Todd. God bless you, brother. God bless America. God bless Texas.
All right. Amen. God bless Texas and God bless America. By the way, I want to say one more thing about Karl Rove. You know, the most grateful people are actually black Memphians. They are so thankful that Donald Trump, you go to black TikTok or black Twitter, and man, the numbers of videos of people saying, you know what, thank God that Donald Trump sent the troops in. You don't hear any of those things on the nightly news. So as far as Karl Rove goes, on behalf of my hometown, Karl, you can shove that whiteboard up your lily white caboose, sir. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. It's the Todd Starnes Show.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on
Fire. All right, you folks down in the Texas, well, the Houston area with Dan Crenshaw, who's gone full-blown rhino, I'm curious, are there any other rhinos that we need to be looking at primarying as we get ready for the midterms? Because that's been a big challenge for the Republicans, and it has been an unnecessary hardship for President Trump. You know, he's out there trying to save the world from war, and he's having to fight sometimes members of his own party. So I'm curious, we're going to create a list here. And if you know of somebody who needs to be primaried, who is a rhino, a Republican in name only, give us a call and we will add that to our list. I'm curious, you folks in the 2nd Congressional District down there in Texas, what do you think about Steve Toth? And you think he's got a chance to unseat Crenshaw, who appears to be pretty unpopular. And he's an unkind person. I'm just going to tell you. And that's a big problem. Well, that and his voting record. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio for you. Just to help put this situation with the National Guard in perspective, people are freaking out in Chicago and Oregon. I want you to hear from a black lady. She lives in Whitehaven, which is a middle-class black neighborhood of small business owners and really a great neighborhood. And I want you to listen to what this lady had to say on her TikTok. Cut number one.
Into politics. I'm not into all of that extra stuff that people be losing their life over. I ain't into all that. We human. What else? But I will say thank you to Trump for bringing these National Guards and doing what they're doing down here in Memphis right now. You know, for the first time in 5 years, I've been in my home for 5 years. And for the first time, my kids have been able to play in the backyard and be able to do it comfortably. I haven't heard a gunshot in 2 weeks. I haven't seen strange people walk up and down the street. Just a few weeks ago, I had somebody walk on the side of my house. None of that action's going on. I haven't seen no young YNs at the store posted. I haven't seen an Infiniti fly past me in weeks. I'm sitting on my porch right now and I'm watching kids outside playing. People outside walking with their kids. Stuff I ain't never seen before living in my neighborhood. But all because we feel safe in this environment, unfortunately, because of the things that are happening here in the city. I hate it had to be this way, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Honestly, I truly feel.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is just a band-aid to the problem. I don't think this is going to completely fix anything. But to have a moment of peace Just thank you, Jesus.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on Fire.
Well, I was going through some of the mail. Oh, it's not looking good. Starnes, somebody needs to do away with you for lying about this shutdown. You piece of, is that a pie? Is that a pie emoji? No, that's not a pie emoji. Oh, dear. See, Cassie and Dylan are on vacay, and they're the Gen Zers. Oh, I think that's poo. I get it. So it makes sense now. I couldn't understand. You're a piece of pie. That makes no sense. Somebody needs to do away with you for lying about this shutdown, you piece of blank. Put the blame where it lays on the spineless Republicans. That's not a threat. That's my opinion. I don't know about that. Sort of sounds like a threat. Somebody needs to do away with me? Come on. Someone says this. Does it hurt yourself to be that blanking stupid? Well, not really. Another, good evening, sir. Shut the blank up, liar. Holy smokes. I'm telling you. People are really fired up about stuff. Let's see here. I can't repeat that on the radio at all. And here we go. Leanne says, stop lying. The military could be paid if the blanking Republicans would vote on the bill to pay them during the shutdown. But Mike Johnson refused to even put it on the floor for a vote. You know this, and yet you just lie some more. What a horrible man you are. Leanne, there's... could not help but notice on your profile that you're a single woman, and I think I understand why. Happy to help you figure that out. Look, here's the deal. The reality is that the Republicans want to keep the government open. Running for business, it is the Democrats that are shutting it down. The Schumer shutdown. That's what they're calling it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926 on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the TriStarDaily.com, great publication, Steve Gill joins us. Steve, hope you're doing well today. Hello, Steve. All right, we'll try to get Steve back here.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. All right, guys. geez, Lou. All right, Steve, hope you're doing well.
Hey, Todd, I didn't know that was poop. I thought it was pudding. I thought people were sending me pudding when they posted that.
Yeah, it's not pudding. It's something really, really naughty.
And by the way, you know, we know how abysmal our national education system is because you've got, you know, almost every school in Chicago, there's not a single kid that's reading or doing math at grade level. We know the test scores are horrible. But the Democrats are proving how bad our public education system is because we are, as a nation, apparently just so bad at mathing. They keep claiming that the Republicans control the Senate, and yet they know that it takes 60 votes to pass this, and Republicans have 53 on a good day, depending what our rhinos do. We have 53 votes on a good day. That's not 60. It is the Democrats that are blocking this. And Schumer and the liars in the Senate, no Republicans don't control the Senate when it comes to needing 60 votes. So they really stink at math. I would say they are poopy heads at math, Todd.
Well, poopy heads and potty mouths, I'll give you that. You know, it's interesting, Steve. The Democrats, you know what they're doing this week? For the next 2 days, they are squirreled away. They're sequestered at the luxury resort in the Napa Valley called the Hotel Yountville. It's a five-star resort where the rooms start at about $900 a night and go all the way up to, I think, $1,100 a night. And the Democrats are going to be there for a retreat. They're going to be enjoying the high-end spa, feasting on gourmet cuisine, feasting on some of the most incredible food around. Meanwhile, you've got military families standing in food lines waiting for government cheese. I mean, this is really what the Schumer shutdown looks like.
And I saw a picture of this resort, Todd, and there's a big, nice swimming pool there.
Mm-hmm.
If there is any group in America other than the Antifa protesters and the nude bicycle riders in Portland that I don't want to see in their Speedos or bikinis, it is the Democrat senators. I don't want them hanging by the pool, not only because I don't want them enjoying themselves while Americans are suffering, but nobody should have to see what they're going to see around the pool at that resort.
Well, and by the way, that's the problem. There were no Speedos in Portland. This was a buck-naked bicycle protest, and all of them were just morbidly obese, pasty white flesh, just globs of it, hanging over the bicycles. I've never seen anything like that. It was so bad. And by the way, Steve, this protest, it was a buck-naked bicycle protest outside the ICE facility. Steve, we're getting word that many of the illegals, when they saw that, were ready to self-deport.
You know, I find it uncomfortable to ride on those small bicycle seats if I'm wearing the bicycle shorts with the padding. I can't imagine how painful it is doing it naked. But if any group deserves the pain of naked bike riding, it would be them.
Yeah, you got to watch the spokes, though. That could get, mercy. That could get dicey. That could get dicey. You know, jeez, I'm sorry.
We have lost control of this show, Todd.
I got a little nauseous.
It was lost before I joined you. Oh. We have completely lost it at this point.
Oh, jeez, Steve, this is insane. You know, it's we've been talking about the National Guard, and there is a crazy story out of Memphis, something that happened yesterday, where they are now saying up to 500 kids rampaged and rioted outside a Walmart. It was due to a big fight, and it's just absolutely insane. Where are these moms and dads?
Well, they haven't been there, and I think that's the real problem, whether it's, you know, inner city Memphis, whether it's the inner city Chicago or these other places. When you have 80% to 75% illegitimacy rates, there are no dads around to instill discipline and the way to behave. The moms are overwhelmed. I mean, they're the ones that are having baby daddies rolling in and out, you know, left and right, producing the high levels of illegitimacy that don't give that family structure that provides, you know, at least some degree of control and learning how to properly behave. And it just keeps being displayed, whether it's, you know, at shopping malls, whether it's rampages at fast food restaurants, you know, shootings with you know, young teens with illegal guns because they haven't seen discipline enforced either in their lives or by the courts. And it is continuing to degrade worse and worse, and it's not going to change until, frankly, we have more black pastors speaking to their congregations and holding families together to reverse the trend. You know, we hear sometimes, Todd, well, it's because of poverty, it's because of this. Black citizens were poor in the 50s and 60s. We did not see this. So there is a breakdown of family structure that has occurred since that time that is producing the results we're seeing.
I want you to listen. This is from WMC-TV. Police broke up a crowd of as many as 500 juveniles. This happened right around 10:15 p.m. last night. Why weren't these kids in their homes? Well, officers had responded to an assault at a venue called Over the Top Creations. The mother of the victim says she drove her 14-year-old to the address and dropped him off. And then he was beaten up, and apparently there was all sorts of chaos with all these juveniles. Are you ready for this? Only one person was given a summons. Nobody got arrested. Nobody.
Well,
that's the problem.
What shocks me, Todd, is community activist Justin Pearson should have fixed all this between midnight basketball and all the Democratic Party leadership and the millions and millions of dollars that have flooded into social programs in Memphis. And now Justin Pearson is wanting to move from his high-profile, you know, activism on the state House floor in Tennessee to wanting to run for Congress. Why hasn't his community activism over all these years produced results?
Yeah, it's a great question. Steve Gill on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Steve, again, looking ahead to the midterms. We just had Steve Toth on, who's going to primary Dan Crenshaw. And I'm wondering how many other Rhino Republicans are going to be primaried by the time we get to the midterms.
I hope we will see a lot of them, both in the Senate and in the U.S. House. And I hope President Trump will weigh in with good picks. You know, so often he, you know, makes his endorsements that don't seem to have been thoroughly vetted in terms of whether it's a real conservative, whether he's just backing another Rhino. And I hope that his team will do a much better job of targeting the Rhinos within, but then helping make sure that we pick up those extra seats of vulnerable Democrats where we're seeing some redistricting, where we're seeing the flood of people leaving the Californias and Illinois and New York and moving to more conservative climate. We have a lot of pickup opportunities in the general election, but the first step is to make sure we're cleaning house and making sure that when we've got a 53-seat majority in the Senate or a 3-seat majority in the House, that we have majorities of conservatives within the Republican Party in the Senate and the House, which will solve a lot of our problems before we pick up extra seats from the Democrats.
Yeah, I like that, and I think we're gonna have to do it. Steve, website address for the TriStar Daily.
TriStarDaily.com, and encourage people to go there and check us out on our Facebook, Instagram, X, and other social media as well. We're growing like crazy, and we really appreciate your help in helping spread the word and helping us get that done.
All right. The great Steve Gill, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Steve, thank you. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up this evening on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, we are going to have wall-to-wall coverage of today's historic news coming out of the Middle East. Also, some other news Newsmax is making. It turns out there's a brand-new book out called Pagan Threat, written by Pastor Lucas Miles. And Lucas is very involved in TPUSA and the Faith Division. Charlie Kirk actually wrote the foreword to this new book just before he was assassinated. And in the foreword, Charlie said you got to read, internalize, and share the book. And Pastor Miles has a plan to stop the wokeism that's infecting America. Now, Newsmax has a great offer. You can get this book free of charge. It's a $30 value. You're going to be able to get it free simply by going to paganthreat.com. That's paganthreat.com. I know our audience loves free stuff. paganthreat.com. And be sure to get that book. Read Charlie's final words in paganthreat.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Germantown, Tennessee. A lot of KWAM listeners today. Murph on the line. Hey, Murph, what's going on?
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. An observation from your discussion with Tony Perkins and all this hullabaloo that's going on in the Middle East. If these quote-unquote Arab leaders are true believers in Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon his name, this is nothing more than, I think the Quran calls it, it's either disproportion or misappropriation. Yeah, disappropriation or misappropriation. I can't remember the exact term. And what the Quran tells the true believer to do is to cuddle up, agree with, join in the non-believers until you have a chance, as the Quran says, to slice their head off. And these 1,900 Palestinians that were released today, and the Israelis probably know this, they're going to become 1,900 jihadists because they are commanded by the Quran, if they are true believers, to make war on the non-believer, especially people of the Jewish faith, quote-unquote, people of the book. And you are to take them prisoner. You are to make them your slaves. You are to cut off their right hand and cut off their left foot. And I pray to the good Lord that this is permanent. But this kind of fighting over there has been going on since the 700s. Muhammad took over Mecca, took over Medina, and Saladin and Tamerlane all moved north. Sades in the 10th, 11th century.
Yeah.
There's always going to be war there because one side is dedicated to destroying non-believers. They're commanded to. And if anybody doesn't believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'll sell them. So just food for thought.
Well, it's a nice bridge. Time. Yeah, real quick here. I've got 30 seconds, Murph.
That Mr. Dill was commenting about the illegitimate birth. I can't speak for any other town, but I can speak for Memphis. You know, you reap what you sow. So, anyway,
yeah.
Take care and all the best.
All right, Murph, good hearing from you. Our great history professor, and he's the official history professor of the Todd Stern Show, by the way. Hang tight. Got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. You're with Todd Starnes.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on
Fire. All right, welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to be tossing out a Columbus Day trivia question for you. This is going to be a lot of fun. So it is Columbus Day. No more Indigenous Peoples Day. And that's because we beat the Indigenous Peoples and we took their country. So, well, it really wasn't even their country. Everybody had their own little nations. But anyway, we are celebrating Columbus Day. And President Trump told the Italian people we're back. Trump's not even Italian. But he's excited about this, and we are too. So coming up the next hour, we will do a Columbus Day trivia question. And I am curious. We have to come up with something. Again, what is an Italian-themed, you know, here we go. The best pizza joints in America. And I've got a couple, but the best pizza joints in America. And I guess, just for the sake of being ecumenical, we will allow Chicago to include deep dish joints. So if you've got one, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. From Oklahoma State University, there is a really disgusting story, and we're going to be talking about this coming up after the break. A Turning Point USA kid threatened and reprimanded by a professor for honoring Charlie Kirk. And it's just unbelievable. This kind of stuff is still going on. Had a guy reach out to me on Friday. He's a social studies teacher at a high school in Orange County, Florida. And he said that he was ordered by the school district to remove a Charlie Kirk poster from the inside of his classroom. We actually have that poster. I asked him to send it to me. And so we've posted it on our Facebook Live page, and I would encourage you to go and check that out. But the guy said a student complained, and the principal initially stood by the teacher, but the district office got involved, and they told the teacher he had to take down the Charlie Kirk poster because it was Charlie Kirk was controversial, and that the message of Turning Point USA was too political. And folks, what we have to do is just push back and say, well, tell me what's controversial about Charlie. What exactly is political about what Charlie had to say? That's what we have to do. Got to push back. We just can't let people make ad hominem attacks anymore. Can't do that. All right, hang tight. Hour three of the big show coming up, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com.
Soul on Fire. Live! from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Well, certainly a very exciting day and one that many thought would never happen. Peace in the Middle East. The deal has been signed in Egypt. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. You know, President Trump said something, and it was on Air Force One. And every now and again, the president says something in jest, but, you know, he's got such a wicked sense of humor. But the president said something that really gave me pause yesterday. And I say that because it's not the first time that he's brought up the afterlife and where he is going to be spending eternity. And a lot of people, well, I want to, you know what, I'm going to play this, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what you think the president meant by what he had to say. Cut number six, please.
You know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven, okay? I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly in Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven, but I've made life a lot better for a lot of people. And you know, as an example, had the election of 2020 not been rigged, you would have millions of people living just in Russia, Ukraine alone. That would have never happened, and it didn't happen for 4 years. And I knew Putin very well. It was the apple of his eye. All the things I've said would have never happened. We had an incompetent administration. We had an incompetent president. And because of a crooked election, millions of people are dead. And by the way, the Israeli thing was much harder to get settled because of the past administration. Okay?
Okay. So the White House, so the president said that he wanted to try and go to heaven. This was in an earlier interview. And he said that he felt like after the assassination that God had saved him for a reason, and he told Fox that he wanted to try and get to heaven. So Caroline Leavitt was asked if President Trump was serious about his comments, and she said that the president wants to get to heaven, as I hope we all do. And the president's actually mentioned, you know, in passing on this program, about going to heaven and about whether or not he's going to get there. So I want to have a little conversation about this, and this is not political at all, but I wanted to ask a follow-up question to the president when he was on the radio show about that comment, because there is a way that you can know if you're going to heaven. And it troubles me that the president, and I think we have seen him after the assassination attempts, we've seen him become a little reflective on this particular issue, and it just kind of pops out every now and again. And it was just sort of a weird place for that kind of a conversation to happen, but it happened on Air Force One. And it just seems to me, and I may be reading this completely wrong, but it just seems to me that this is pressing on his mind. And I'm just going to say it. I'm going to rip the Band-Aid right off. I really fear that some of the religious leaders, and hear me, I want to make sure you hear me. I'm concerned that some of the religious leaders that are surrounding Donald Trump don't necessarily have his best spiritual interest at heart. And I want to explain why. Because a lot of these folks are grifters. And they love the power, the prestige, getting dressed up in the fancy glittery dresses and tuxedos, hobnobbing at the Oval Office or holding a worship service in the press briefing room or going to Mar-a-Lago. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. But it seems to me that if you're a minister of the gospel, your first love and your first passion should always be sharing the gospel message. And I remember years ago, this was when Donald Trump was first running and people, the evangelicals, were trying to figure out who is this guy and will he actually, you know, look after our interest? And there was a lot of concern. And I'll never forget, there was a gathering. It was organized in New York City. It was at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. And there were several hundred very prominent pastors and religious leaders there. And I remember one of them just standing up and saying, oh, yeah, I know for a fact that Donald Trump is a believer in Jesus Christ, that he has become born again. And we're like, okay, well, how did that happen? You know, Mr., would you mind, you know, sharing your testimony, as we call it? And nobody asked to do that, and not that he had to, but I think when you're trying to, if you're a politician, you're running for an office, and you want to be able to, you're trying to, I don't know, convince people that you're X, Y, or Z, then you would want to open up with those people and say, you know what, I am a Christian. Or, you know what, no, I'm not Jewish, but I do support the nation of Israel, and I do so based upon, you know, the outpouring of my faith. Or, you know what, I'm not an Alabama Crimson Tide fan. I'm a UT volunteer. Go Big Orange, but I could still use your vote. You know, you want to be honest and open with people. And for a lot of folks, it's hard talking about their faith. For some people, that just, you know, George H.W. Bush was one of those people. He grew up in the Episcopal Church and just did not feel comfortable talking about his faith. George W. Bush did. You know, he was a born-again believer. And I'm listening to all of these people and, you know, oh, yes, you know, I personally led Donald Trump to, you know, to the Lord. Really? Because based on the comments that he's been making since Butler County, I don't know about that, because he seems to be unsure about the afterlife. So I got to thinking about this again, and it troubles me, because I think there are even some in our business that would love to be able to come on the radio and say, I asked President Trump this question in the Oval Office, and I led him to the Lord, or something of that nature. And I'm just going to say this and just let it fall where it might. But if I am given the opportunity to have a private conversation with the president, I am going to bring that up. And that is going to be between me and the president. Because I just hope somebody who has that moment with the president is able to sit down with him and say, Mr. President, let's open up the book of the Bible. I've got a copy of the New Testament here, Mr. President. Let's go to the book of Romans. And here's how you can know for sure that you're going to heaven. And I don't know if anybody's ever sat down and explained that to the man. And that saddens me, because this man has the literal weight of the world on his shoulders right now. And I would like to think that some of his spiritual advisors, and I'm not trashing anybody, not a single person, that's why I'm not naming names at all. But I'm hoping that somebody would have the courage, I guess, is that even the right word, to share the gospel with the president, the leader of the free world. And you say, Tom, would you keep that private? Yeah, I would, because ultimately the condition of a man's soul is between himself and God, and I don't believe you ought to be out there making money off of something like that or making a name for something off of yourself. I just don't, and I'm not condemning or judging anybody else. This is just Todd Stearns talking, and when I heard the president say that, I winced a little bit, and I'm like, Mr. President, Has anyone not told you the good news? I mean, I know that our good friend, Dr. Paul Chappell, that would be the very first thing Dr. Chappell would ask, because that's what he asked me. I mean, every time you go out and Dr. Chappell, Paul Chappell from Lancaster Baptist Church, this is a man who is always sharing the gospel message with people, because that's what we're commanded to do. So I don't know. I prayed for the president last night, and I hope you're praying for the president, and pray that, you know, that God would, you know, show him and bring somebody into that Oval Office who can say, Mr. President, here's how you can be saved. You know, it's what every single one of us has to go through. I'll tell you what happened last night. I forgot about this part of the Shenandoah concert. So if you missed the first hour, I was invited to go to Nashville last night. So I drove up Interstate 40 and went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. We had a little gathering there, and Shenandoah was playing. It was for Senator Marsha Blackburn. She's running for governor of Tennessee, and she was so kind to invite me. Sat next to Clay Travis, by the way. Good guy. Met his wife. Great couple. But anyway, we're sitting there, and it's a great concert. Country music, if you know any, if there are any 90s country music fans out there, we're having a great concert. This is really not even a political event, but it was. I mean, you know, raising money for Senator Blackburn and all that. So, but anyway, in the middle of the concert, the guy stops and just shares the gospel right there in at the Country Music Hall of Fame. And that's what it's all about. So anyway, I just care about my president, and I care about all of our elected leaders, and I want all of them to be able to go to heaven. And there is a way that you can know for sure. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's Todd Stearns.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on
Fire. All right. Welcome back. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Danny in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN Country. Hi, Danny, what's on your mind?
I'm just thinking on, you know, you're talking about Trump trying to get everything fixed up and all. I think Trump's a good man. But I think we ought to try this on 11-11-11, which is Veterans Day. You go out, go to eat, carry your family out to eat, shake hands with somebody, offer to buy them a cup of coffee or something like that. And, you know, it don't matter if you know him or if you don't know him. You can't shake hands until you stick yours out first. And just see how that would do this coming Veterans Day.
So you're saying at 11-11, at 11, people should, whatever they're doing, they should share the gospel.
Yes, or, you know, it don't have to be 11 o'clock. It could be 7 in the morning or 11 at night. But 11-11-11 is Veterans Day. 11th month, 11th hour, 11th day.
Well, I think, Danny, I think that's a great idea. But you and I both know that it doesn't matter if you're a good person, right? You can be the best person on the planet. You could do all the good deeds in the world, but that's just not enough.
That's right. Nobody knows when it's going to happen except one person.
That's it. That's it. And so, again, I just really hope that one of these spiritual advisors has taken the president down the Romans road and shared with him. And Danny, it bothers me because this guy has so much on his mind. And, you know, he's wanting to leave a better country for his grandkids. I mean, he's survived two assassination attempts. And of all the things he has to worry about, this is one thing he doesn't have to worry about. The Bible is very clear about how to become a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We need to take him to an old fashioned Southern gospel revival meeting, don't we, Danny?
That's right.
Man, everybody's getting saved.
But I appreciate you all right. And thank you, and everybody have a good day.
All right. You do as well, Danny. Thank you for calling in. No, I'm just saying, just something didn't set well with me about that. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I told you that we were going to give you a Columbus Day trivia question, and we're going to try it out here, folks, all right? So, again, today, Columbus Day, a lot of you folks have the day off, But here is the question. Columbus came over. There were three ships, three boats. Can you name one of the boats? All you got to do is name one of the boats that Christopher Columbus sailed across the big pond on. If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and you will win a Columbus Day prize package. So it really is that simple. So name one of the ships that at least one, you got to name one. There were three. So this should be, if you know the poem, you should be able to get this one. Meanwhile, in Seattle, the mayor there blocking Christians from gathering at Pike Place, which is a beautiful public area. They have a lot of the gay pride events there. Well, a group of Christians wanted to hold their own gathering there, and they were told no. Check out cut number five.
With May Day USA, tell me they wanted to hold the event at Pike Place, but were denied and instead was assigned to Callenderson Park by the city.
If you want us to go there, we will absolutely go there. But it's just interesting how the mayor has come out against us, against Christians, and had no single ounce of support for us.
Now they're pushing back on Mayor Harrell's statement, saying they went to, quote, provoke a reaction by promoting beliefs that are inherently opposed to our city's values in the heart of Seattle's most prominent LGBTQ+ neighborhood.
We live in a country where people can openly maybe not see eye to eye, maybe not agree on something, but we have the freedom of speech. But violence is totally uncalled for, and not one person from our movement was violent.
Yeah, this is insane. So the group is called May Day and May Day USA, and they wanted to host an event. Liberty Council, by the way, our good buddy Matt Staver and his team, now representing them, and they're suing the city of Seattle. They're suing the mayor and the police chief. And the mayor issued a statement saying that there is really no place in Seattle for Christians. How do you do that, ladies and gentlemen? That's just bonkers crazy. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here. Ocala, Florida, WOCA. Cheryl is on the line with us. Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. Are you having a day off on Columbus Day?
I am not. I'm working.
Oh, geez, Alou. That's not good. Well, you know what, Cheryl? I'm working too, so there you go. Well, we're going to try to make your day a little bit easier. Tell us, can you name one of the ships that Christopher Columbus sailed over on?
Yes, his flagship, Santa Maria.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations, Cheryl. That is absolutely correct. We would have taken the Nina or the Pinta, either one of those, but you correctly guessed the Santa Maria. Cheryl, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with a Columbus Day prize package. So don't go anywhere. Before we let you go, though, Cheryl, real quick, what do you think about President Trump's big news today?
About Israel. I've been glued to it all day. It's chilling, and I watched it when it was happening, and now I feel like I've got some resolution.
It's a beautiful thing that's happening, Cheryl. Hey, hang tight. Don't go anywhere, Cheryl. We got to get your information. All right, folks, we will be right back. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on Fire.
You know, it's interesting. Over in the UK, there's some video surfacing where police showed up outside of a church, and the parishioners were apparently singing hymns outside of their church in public. And the police came and they said, people are no longer allowed to sing church songs outside of the church. You can't make this stuff up. Now, for the Muslims, it's okay for them to play. And by the way, it's also okay for the Muslims in the UK to blast the call to prayer over public address systems for entire neighborhoods to hear, but the Christians are not allowed to. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen, just absolutely insane. By the way, there was a great speech delivered by Tommy Tuberville, the senator from Alabama. And Tuberville just laid it all out. And he said, hey, look, folks, here's the problem. We've got a situation in this country where the Islamists are taking over not just entire towns, but cities as well. And if we don't stand up and put a stop to this, we're going to be overrun. And I'm telling you, 10, 15 years from now, this is going to look like a very different country if we don't stop the Islamists take over the country. I'm just telling you, you got to pay very close attention to what's going on. Very close attention. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio here. Here's President Trump talking about Columbus Day, cut number 7.
This is your favorite president, or as they call me, Chief Golden Eagle, and I wanted to wish you a very happy Columbus Day. I knew Christopher Columbus very well. He was a great friend of mine. I called him Chris, and he did a tremendous job. But the radical left-wing crazy Democrats want to call it Indigenous Peoples Day, and I get along very well with the Indigenous people. They love me. They call me Chief Golden Eagle. They say, Chief, what are we going to do about these crazy radical left-wing Democrats like Lion Liz Warren? I call her Pocahontas. Chief Spitting Bull, she's a horrible person and a loser, and the only woman who has ever failed a DNA test. Nobody ever thought that was possible, but she failed a DNA test. What a disgrace. Jiggly Belly Pritzker, I call him Chief Eats Too Much. Chief Broken Scale, every scale he steps on says, ouch, you're hurting me, please get off. He's a huge guy, he keeps stuffing his face. He's a huge guy and a stupid guy. And Peso Store Obama, right? You look at him in his sombrero. El Hakimo, Chief Tiny Teepee. He has a very small teepee. I have a huge teepee, everybody knows about it. He has a tiny teepee, you know what I'm talking about, and he ought to be ashamed of himself, and he is ashamed of himself, Chief Tiny Teepee El Hakimo. But we are sending out an executive order via smoke signal commemorating today as Columbus Day. We're making it Columbus Day again, celebrating my tremendous friend Christopher Columbus and all of his incredible achievements. So happy Columbus Day. God bless you. God bless America. And thank you for your attention to this matter.
Wait, was that really Donald J. Trump? Is somebody yanking my chain? You call her Pocahontas. What he said, Chief Eats a Lot? Is that what he called J.B. Pritzker? He loves the deep dish. What are you going to do? Happy Columbus Day, everybody. By the way, you know, you have a lot of choices for cell phone services, but I'm telling you, it's like every single day. Somebody's coming up with a new kind of cell phone service, but I'm sticking with Patriot Mobile, and here's the reason why. They're the only wireless company in America that actually stands in the gap for every American that believes freedom's worth fighting for. They're Christian, they're conservative, and that's good enough for me. And they have a great product, too, by the way. The good news is you can switch to Patriot Mobile today without sacrificing quality or service. Now, a lot of folks get worried about the coverage, and I get that, but you don't have to worry about Patriot Mobile. They use all three major U.S. networks, and if you have service in the country today, well, you're going to have it as good or better with Patriot Mobile. And a lot of folks say, well, wait a second, you know, it's a hassle. You got to get a new phone. You got a new number. No, you don't. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number, or you can upgrade. It's completely up to you. And to make it super simple, they have a U.S.-based customer service team that actually speaks English. You can understand them. And they're going to get you activated in just a few minutes. So I want you to go check them out. They have set up a special website just for our audience, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get a free month of service. No, seriously. They're going to give you a free month of service, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. Where were we? So I've got to get to this the story out of Alabama. So we've had the girls on from 1819 News. Great ladies, great radio hosts there in Alabama. A crazy story. There was a church, the Movement Church in Madison County, Alabama. They were going to be hosting a Turning Point USA event, and somebody vandalized the church. This is nuts. So Brian Dawson is the chief executive officer for 1819 News, and they're a conservative website, and they cover Alabama news. Great folks. And he was supposed to be the keynote speaker. Well, anyway, somebody went over, spray painted on the walls, Brian Dawson serves the Antichrist. Beware of his falsehoods. The pastor, a guy by the name of Seth Adgate, says he was really surprised by all this. He says, this is not Chicago or New York City or Portland or Seattle. This is like small town America. Who does that here? Well, I'm telling you, pastor, you better watch it because they're all over the place. These little Antifa types are all over the place. Our good buddy, Pastor Lucas Miles, Senior Director of TPUSA Faith, said this, we are deeply saddened to learn that one of our partner churches in Alabama was vandalized. Acts like this are cowardly and completely contrary to the spirit of Christ. So the police are investigating, and they are going to hunt down whoever did this. And I hope they do. This is insane. What's wrong with you people? I mean, going after and targeting churches, that's just insanity, just simple insanity. By the way, did you hear about these mass shootings? What, this is nuts. So here's the deal. There were a couple. One was in South Carolina. Over two dozen people got shot. And then there's a town in the Mississippi Delta called Leland. And they are run by Democrats. It's a small town. At least 20 people there were shot. Four people were killed at some sort of a high school homecoming after party. It was in downtown Leland. And the weird thing is the town had actually been under a curfew because of violence in the community. And nobody's talking about this particular mass shooting. For whatever reason, they're not talking about it. But it was just horrible. We have stories and video from the scene there on ToddStearns.com. And if you want to go check it out, that's fine. But just be careful. It is, I'm just telling you, it's not good. It is just not good. And again, this small of a town, that means just about everybody knew somebody that was at this party. But it goes back to this one simple question. Moms, dads, why in the world are you not watching what your kids are doing? Why are you letting your kids out of the house after dark? I want some parent to explain that to me. Back when I was a kid, you stayed outside until the lamps came on, the lights came on, the street lights, and then your butt had to be back in the home. And if it wasn't, well, you were in hot water. But maybe these days, parents are a little bit more lenient. You know, they're all right, just let us know where you had to come back 1-2 in the morning. Just, you know, don't wake anybody up when you get in. Is that true? Is that what's happening now? All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture wars, it's Todd Stearns.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on Fire.
And welcome back on this Columbus Day, this historic day in the Middle East. President Trump signing the documents. The peace deal is now official, and it's just terrific news. We're going to give you guys another chance to win a great trivia prize, or trivia question, answer the question for a prize. Here we go. The largest Columbus Day parade in America is traditionally held in what American city? The largest Columbus Day parade is held in what city? If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, there is there's some audio here I want us to listen to. This is insane what these poor hostages had to go through. And it turns out that in one particular instance, they made one of the hostages actually dig his own grave. Unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. Well, there's another gentleman, another hostage, who said it turns out that Hamas was actually scared of President Trump, and they wanted and they were hoping that Kamala Harris would be elected. Take a listen to cut number 9, please.
Yes, it's him. He got me out. He got the hostages out. Before, we felt like nothing is happening, you know? And I remember there, ever since he came into the world, they were very scared of him. Yeah, they wanted...
Who?
Terrorists.
Were afraid of Trump.
Yeah, they wanted Kamala to be chosen, to be elected.
You talked politics with them?
Yeah. They wanted Kamala to be elected. But as soon as Donald Trump was elected, they understood that he wants to bring the hostages back home. Yeah. So immediately the way they treated me changed. So if it's the amount of food, I could say this, that when Trump became president, yeah, the way they treated us changed for me personally. This is what I
think
felt.
Because they anticipated that a deal would come soon.
Yeah.
And that's when they started giving you more food.
Exactly. More food, treated me better, you know, stopped cursing me, stopped spitting on me.
They were spitting and cursing?
Yeah.
Were they beating you?
No, never. I was never, except the 7th of October, I was never abused physically. But I think it's because...
Wow. It's, again, just a portion of that interview. But, again, the point is that Hamas, they were terrified. And they're scared to death of Trump. So, again, going back to October 7th, who was it in the administration that told the Israelis, hold off? They should have gone in with guns a-blazing and taken out Hamas. You know, the problem is we just like to piddle around these days when it comes to wars. And Israel knows how to take care of itself. And for the record, Israel never asked the United States for any assistance. They just needed to be unleashed. That's all they wanted to do. That's it. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Greg in Georgia, listening to us on WRWH. All right, Greg, tell us the name of the largest Columbus Day Parade in America. What city, Greg?
Chicago.
Oh, no. No, sir, it is not. But, Greg, that was a good try. Let's go to Barbara in North Carolina, Hendersonville. WHKP, a great radio station. Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I hope you are, Todd.
Barbara, I'm doing great, and I tell you, watching the events unfold in the Middle East, it's, wow. It's like watching the Bible come alive.
Yes, it's amazing. It is amazing. Wow.
Well, Barbara, we're going to try to win you a prize. Can you tell us the city with the largest Columbus Day parade?
My guess would be New York City.
Well, of course, it's a great guess because you're absolutely right. It is. Well done, Barbara. You know, Barbara, it's interesting because the parade, they have like 35,000 participants in the Columbus Day Parade. It's huge.
Oh, wow.
Big celebration. I remember Fox News, we were on the major parade route back in the day. We were on, our building is located on 6th Avenue across from Rockefeller Center. And it was great because you could watch, you know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or whatever, because they all come down 6th Avenue. I am telling you, Barbara, the craziest parade they ever had, and there were two. One is the Halloween parade, and that's a freak show. But St. Patrick's Day, insane.
I know. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's. I'll never forget. I was anchoring the news. This is funny. I was my very first job at Fox. I was the overnight news anchor, so I worked banker's hours in reverse, 9 p. to 6 a. And I remember walking out at like 6:15 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. There were already people, Barbara, already people getting their Irish on, if you know what I mean. A lot of people needing some Alka-Seltzer the next day. I can tell you that much. Hey, Barbara, hang tight, and congratulations. You are the winner, and we're going to send you a little prize package. Thanks for listening to us on this great Columbus Day. No longer Indigenous Peoples Day, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to our great President Donald Trump. I want to go back and play some audio. This is President Trump talking about the golden age of Israel. Let's take a listen to Cut 3, please.
To convey my tremendous appreciation for all of the nations of the Arab and Muslim world that came together to press Hamas to set the hostages free and to send them home. We had a lot of help. We had a lot of help from a lot of people that you wouldn't suspect. And I want to thank them very much for that. It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace. And it's pretty unusual for you to see that, but it happened in this case. This was a very unusual point in time, a brilliant point in time. Generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change and change very much for the better. Like the USA right now, it will be the golden age of Israel and the golden age of the Middle East. It's going to work together.
Well, it is going to work together, Mr. President, and we just have to hope and pray that Hamas abides by the deal. And that's, look, that's going to be a miracle, but you know what? We serve a God that's full of miracles. But Israel will protect herself from no matter what comes its way. I have no doubt about that. But again, this is a great day for celebration, and even some of the Democrats are begrudgingly celebrating this and honoring President Trump and saying, you know what, Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump got this across the finish line, and he deserves all the credit for it, which he does. And by the way, you got to love President Trump calling Marco Rubio the best Secretary of State in American history. No doubt about that. Marco Rubio is crushing it. Wasn't quite sure when he first nominated Rubio, but I got to tell you, he did a terrific job and is doing a terrific job. All right, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, everybody. We're going to be on Newsmax live, wall-to-wall coverage of the peace deal in Israel. Also, a staggering new survey from Family Research Council. We'll tell you all about that as well. Folks, get out there. Have a great one. You be good and safe, America.